From Yoga and Ayurveda Living, I am Kelly Marie Mills. This is The Dosha Life, a podcast for wellness seekers, curators of happiness, and lovers of healthy living. This podcast is for people interested in tools, remedies, and ancient wisdom coming from Yoga and Ayurveda. Welcome to my happy place. This is series 3, Yoga Is. You are on the last of this series. Yoga is for work, home, office, kitchen. It's really personal medicine. When I think of home, I think of a quiet, calm place where the kitchen gets a bit busy at times, and the front room or living room is my relaxation space where I do more stopping than starting. But also now, it has morphed a bit, and it is currently where I do a lot of my work. If I had small children again, I think the quiet calm would be quickly decimated, and there would be little left of the word relaxation in my mind, although I would do my best to try and seem outwardly calm. That is my nature, to try and smooth things over. It's a very Kapha trait. It is quite a marvel that the home office has become a new addition to family life. We shouldn't forget that work has its own entity, its own presence. It's like a new family member, and it takes up its own specific space and joins the machinations of life in the home. I can only imagine that it's not so easy if you had a smaller space to start with, and it's really that crucial word, space. It was probably quite a difficult and mind-boggling transition, switching more into a small area to a now big caution of do not go there, office workspace. I'm sure if you do have smallies in the house, a few little eyebrows were raised as they wonder what must be so important that a little crayon could ruin it. Gee, Mom and Dad are so cranky after my art special. Stress can just feel... I'm sorry, I'm only laughing because I do have memories of such things happening. Stress can just feel like we are in shock as our body armor begins to engage tactical protection systems. Naturally, this is to keep us protected and reject anything that might be a threat to our normal smooth run of the day. So the addition of taking up more space in home, this probably brought on a bit more stress, a bit more body armor. I include myself in many of the things I'm offering us in this episode because there aren't enough tools for me to use to help keep me grounded, aware, and open to the balance of will and surrender. And then where is that simple sense of letting go? Where do we let that sense of mystery open to us, that sense of trust? And this is a fine balance. It's just to have that little seed in your mind. So I think that it's good to try at least two of the ideas in earnest for the minimum of 10 days, and then see if you want to learn a little more. First, what we need to do is understand the underlying thing with your stress. So if you identify with one of these or a few of these, then that's good. At least you're identifying with them and you might find tips and tools that will help. We're just briefly giving an outline of which dosha is shouting out, pick me, because they all want to be seen at certain times, certain days, and in certain situations. We always start with Vata because Vata, he owns the nervous systems and the brain. So it's really a no-brainer that we turn to Vata first to look for any disease processes or imbalances. So Vata tends to get spacey, hysterical, overwhelmed. They vacate the premises really quickly or they get wigged out. So anything, any colloquialisms that have to do with air and space and movement, these are all signs of Vata getting too high. Back in my day, we would have called someone a space cadet or they're ahead of themselves. And so those are signs that they're very much in their head. And grounding would really help them. What's significant for Vata is they don't like to be crowded or be in one space all the time. They love their freedom and space, new experiences, and expanding their life energy. So they're always expanding because they have that inner air and movement within them. Containment is actually quite difficult for them. We all need space to grow, so it could affect all of us in different ways. Vata can do with an affirmation of stabilization, that in every moment They just need to sit and press pause, that there is always going to be reactive moments for all of us, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it's to embrace the vata that needs that expression, this outer sharp action. What we'd like to do is find ways to soothe vata, slow it down, and the breath is one of the go-tos for vata. Big breath in, longer breath out. Pittas also adore space and openness, and this is because their heat and their passion needs to be shared, shown to others, even kind of a bit like a show-off. And they love a bit of banter and enjoy community. The restrictions have been difficult for Pitta. They just love being in the middle of everything, bossing people around and kind of getting stuck in. So they're probably not in the best humor lately. When they lose the plot, their fire is slowly always burning. If they are prone to outbursts of frustration or anger, it's these embers that are burning are waiting for just a little bit more heat to add on top, and then their volcano will go kaboom. They're the ones that tend to burn the candle at both ends for their push and their passion, and then they're the ones that tend to burn out. They have this piercing perception that really gives them this drive. Their fire being more reactive, they do have to find things that are much more soothing and cooling. And they also need consistent affirmations. Things are just as they should be, to bring in consistently that element of compassion and the element of trust. Kaphas tend to get tired of not having a smooth running system. They like things a certain way. They don't like the bumps in the road. They want everything at a time that's scheduled and works for their body, especially home and office. Since they are the worker bees behind the scenes, they're probably cleaning night and day to keep both house and office clean and tidy and still keep up with their own other work and life duties. You might find them hiding in their room more than usual, as this indoor life makes them feel separated from their biggest inspiration and support, which is nature. You might even find that you feel like you need to sleep longer rather than get up early, which I advise everyone to do all the time. Kaphas, they might start to eat more of what doesn't suit them rather than being really proficient at proper nourishment. They might lean towards sweet things, a little bit more of what they need themselves that they would get when they're in nature that they're not receiving. And so their eating gets out of balance. The addition of sweetness adds to this inner angst of not having what they want, all this love around them, their inner calm, the family, the balance between their life and others. They love family gatherings, office dues. They're the ones that make the largest lasagnas for vegans, vegetarians, meat eaters. They want everyone to be happy. And they're missing out on this extra outer expression of love and this internal affirmation that we must continue to wait will serve them best. They must continue to support others as best they can rather than turning their energy inward and hiding to continue to create stability around them. I hope these podcasts can play a small role of reminding you what is dominant in any given outstanding moment, or even a small moment that might seem insignificant, maybe standing in the kitchen or brushing your teeth, just finding, you know, how you feel in that moment could really trigger, I wonder which dosha is dominant right now. This brings us back to this moment, helping you create an internal self-study that's open to outer expansion. When we start to look at the doshas and their balance, it's not so much about pointing a finger of blame, which I feel some people might tend to do, but it's more to point a finger towards the remedy and learning how to work with these presenting imbalances. But what's very cool is that if you're living in a house with other people, no matter what age, many of the tips and tools can help them too. They may not even know that you're offering them to them. You can kind of do it with, you know, just for a pitta type saying, would you like a cup of peppermint tea? I know that's really good for inner heat or indigestion that's hot. You know, and then for kaphas, you could say, come on, we'll go and stand out on the balcony and have a breath of fresh air. And vatas, you could get them to sit down and put some oil on their tummy and a hot water bottle. But most of all, we start to understand others with a new view. It's their pitta that's high when they get sharp or snarky with me, and it's my kapha that reacts, acting like I'm mortally wounded. It's the vata in someone who has just had to run and leave the room at a moment when monopoly was truly boring the brains off of a creative thinker. And it's not that they have to be dramatic all the time, but really vata mind types, vata, they need to leave because their inner nature is to have to go into expansion straight away, but especially when it's a reactive moment. So let's start with some of the bits because it's good for you to go through, especially since it's the last of this series three. Just starting with breakfast, never forgetting that the evening routine and morning routine are really important. That when we look at our morning and evening routine, it's to try and soothe the doshas. So most of us should be in bed by 10 p.m. The only ones that can stay up later really are the kapha types, but they too should be up before 7 a.m. For all of us, we should try and be up before 7 a.m. And we should not be waking in the middle of the night. We need that full run through. So if you have sleep disruptions or anything like that, then looking at your dosha balance. And it's to be aware that our day balance or imbalances can creep into our nighttime balance or imbalance. So if you are waking at night for whatever reason, I do have a yoga events on my website, and you can always check the current upcoming masterclass. And I know all of you know this, but it's a little form of exercise, having done all the morning ablutions and all that, some form of physical practice early in the morning to help fire up our digestion. And this morning activity helps to shake out the sleepy and the grumpy and the slow motion. It is important to eat in the morning, but it's important to eat by 8:30 a.m. according to Ayurveda. However, for a sleepy kapha type, the morning 11s of a stewed apple would actually be better if they're not hungry. And so you can always check your constitution, what's most dominant on my website. It's the Dosha Life quiz. Not all kaphas are sleepy. They tend to feel sleepy or heavy when they're out of balance or overwhelmed. And this little tiny remedy of not eating breakfast, even though so many things tell us we should eat breakfast, and most especially not eating breakfast if you have a white coating on your tongue, this will help to rebalance your agony or your digestive fire. It's just a small thing to begin or consider beginning. Remember that the body is ever-changing, and we have to listen to the body and its wisdom. It's always trying to rebalance, to counterbalance our imbalances, especially through a pandemic. When we come into less rushing, we can actually hear what the body's saying rather than overriding it with the mind. One of the nice things to do is to eat with less rushing, feel present to the moment, trying not to make lists. Multitaskers are super useful, but long-term, setting themselves up for a lot of rushing around. And the rushing around, the smaller things get missed, and mostly, more than likely, mostly their own self-care. So I do encourage to focus on the one thing at hand, especially the morning practices, the small things that you do to look after yourself, to gather the day, to set intention, a little bit of breathing, and perhaps just sitting, looking out a window for like 3 minutes. Keeping hydrated for dosha balance is really interesting. So try all of these to see which one might work better for you. For vatas, you make a flask and you add in fresh ginger, grated or chopped, some seeds of cumin and fennel, and you drink that through the morning, or you can add it in the afternoon too. It's just generally I don't think ginger should be used after 7 p.m. because it's so heating. It could wake up and irritate pitta, but it's better to be used daytime. And then for pitta types, we're looking for more cooling remedies. So peppermint tea, chamomile tea, they're all soothing. Funny enough, for pitta types, the temperature of the tea could be a little bit more like room temperature, so you could let it cool, whereas vatas and kaphas can do with something a bit warmer. The kapha tea is something much more cozy, so like ginger, cloves, cardamom, cinnamon, that just helps to create more warmth in their body and might be too heating for vata. I feel like work nowadays can feel all-consuming at times. And it can be great to have a schedule for yourself. You know, we don't really log on and log off work like we used to back in the day where you had a card and you had to write it down. So I think once the screen is closed down, keep the screen off to create that moment where when you have finished work to change your clothes, even though you might be in loungewear already, it can be good to just take those off and leave them for work like we would when we're going to work. So it's like, oh, that feels fresher. That's a bit lighter. I find it's a great way for me to come out of the work mode and into something a little bit calmer and soothing. And don't forget, color is really important. What we wear, soothing colors are the greens and the rusty reds. And evening time, staying away from wearing yellow, because that's kind of the real strong empowerment color. Anyway, getting to the yoga postures. One of the things that can help with productivity and clarity in the day, in the office, in the home, in the kitchen, at the desk, at your schoolwork, is doing small yoga postures. And so most of these you can actually Google. You know, I don't need to run through them with you, but I will be doing tutorials on the Dosha Life with Kelly Facebook group. Arm poses in the morning can help to break up the hunched up normal pattern of sitting, reading, writing, and on the computer. And one of my favorite ones is to just push away from the desk and do eagle arms. But like everything with yoga, you have to make sure and do both sides. If you can, you stand and you do the eagle legs, wrapping one leg around the other. And probably not best on Zoom. You could get a lot of giggles if you did get a group together to do the eagle pose. Eagle pose is really great for connecting left and right brain and waking up the corpus callosum, because you're having to coordinate left and right together and uniting the left brain and right brain through this matrix of information sending and receiving. Cow face pose is not what you think if you're not familiar with it, but it's actually a huge shoulder heart opening lift and arm stretch, bringing the hands, even just the prayer pose or Anjali Mudra at the back of the heart can really open up the front of the shoulders, or it will teach you how limited you might be in your flexibility of shoulders. And before lunch, trying to do some forward folds and tiny little standing back bends, nothing major, but just to rebalance the trunk of the body. You know, and if you're doing forward folds, then make sure and keep your knees bent to not force yourself into a posture. I don't ever teach that people should be having their legs straight in a forward fold. I think at the start, definitely, it's better to have your belly on your thighs, folding, hanging your head. There's so much more in a forward fold than creating this perfect shape. It's actually so great for the abdomen to have that compression. And then as you rise up, you rise with a flat back, not a rounded back. Tree pose is such a great posture. One of my favorite ones for helping hips and pelvis stabilize is just the old oak tree, where you don't lift an opposite leg and create a large balance. You create a balance by standing on, say, your right foot, and your left leg crosses over the right foot, and you stand from there with your legs crossed. And even just standing there with your hands on your hips, or your hands at your heart, or your hands lifted over your head. Just a few breaths here. But any balance is a good start to thinking better, helping to free our mind from extraneous thoughts, emotions, and focus on what's at hand. You'd actually be really surprised how creating moments of standing balances can help free you up and give you a lighter heart, because you think that that's actually lifting you into spaciousness when we stand on one leg or the other. The time most needed is around 3 or 4 p.m. when a lot of us get a slump, which is vata getting a bit tired out. Breathing better, we often forget that. So it's like, stretch your arms, roll your arms back, take a big breath in, and then just gently, whether you're standing or sitting, tuck your head in and breathe out, blow it out through your lips. You know, coffee in the afternoon, I think most of us know now, is not the best thing, because coffee is so drying and it creates more vata problems, more pitta problems. What you find is that the breathing works better than coffee. And one really old method as well that some people forget about is known as tapping. And you just take your fingertips and tap the crown of your head. You tap the middle of your forehead. Gently tap underneath your eyes where the sinuses are. And then you tap just underneath the gullet, tapping that point where the thymus gland lives. if you really want to feel more awakened, if you know that it's more stress related, then getting a few drops of oil on your fingertips and rubbing it onto the crown of your head and into the middle of your forehead. It can be any oil, but I recommend coconut oil or sesame oil or olive oil. This is a real grounding practice, going back to Ayurvedic treatments, and that's for all the doshas. Remembering that ergonomics is hugely important for an office, but also a home office, it just becomes a priority. But there's also a thing called vastu in Ayurveda. Vastu is compared to feng shui. I don't know much about feng shui, I know a little bit more about vastu. And one of the things is that making sure that your desk can see outside is actually a more uplifting experience sitting down, and I do find it works much better for me. The second last thing for this episode today is eye care. Organic rose water, wherever you get it, is great for eye strain and computer blue light, or getting those glasses that provide assistance for our eyes. Not using your phone at night is a simple practice that will help rebalance your eyes. And when our eyes get stressed, our pitta gets stressed out and disrupts our nervous system and can create a problem with sleep and waking. What can be really nice is to spray the rose water on a clean face cloth and lay that on your eyes just as you're drifting off to sleep. And then the face cloth, it's so nice and light, and it will fall off when I'm dozing off, so it's not disruptive to my sleep. But going to sleep with just that coolness around my eyes is so soothing. And next is our breath. Breathe, 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 and learn to breathe better. Find tutorials on how to breathe better. Check on my Facebook group, on Instagram, The Dosha Life. I'm really trying to bring out these tools and tips that are simple for all of us. I get stressed and then I know I have to leave the desk. I know it seems so funny that, a yoga teacher gets stressed. What I was thinking was, and this is something that I do, is when I take my break, I actually go to the front door and I open the door and I stand outside. And I've started to stand outside for the minimum of 2 minutes, just trying to breathe in the fresh air coming out of that headspace of getting something done. This helps to give us better productivity. It releases the extraneous thoughts and judgments that our personality mind gives us in our projects. Remember to try the meditations and the relaxations. I try and keep them related to the episode. Yoga is medicine. It's one of the first things that Ayurveda recommends, and it's your specific personal medicine. If you're practicing yoga or sports, whatever it is, make sure that it's in alignment with your body type and your mind through the healing perspective of finding balance again and listening to the body. But for now, I think we all need to take some time and do some eagle arm poses and remember to smile. Remember to do what we can to enjoy every moment of this life, even as restricted and frustrated as we may feel. And I look forward to chatting to all of you in the next episode.